Welcome back, everybody, to Intrepid Assholes Season 2, Call of Cthulhu Edition.
Woo! Season 2, Call of Cthulhu Edition!
Plus Arnold.
Plus Arnold.
That was it.
I'll be taking over for the voice of Morgan Butts.
Fire him.
I would fire him as my husband.
Michael, I don't know what you're talking about. You are not a doctor.
Oh my god.
I didn't even know how to respond to this.
Not too bad, actually.
Just like...
Welcome edition. Nothing like a mid-season cast change, huh?
A special guest star, yeah.
It's gonna go unnoticed. Transition.
It's the happy days syndrome with the one guy that disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh god.
So, I'm bewitched when they switched him out and no one noticed.
Of Darren, yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been twinsies. So, when we last left our heroes, or investigators, I think that's a better term.
Heroes.
They had been shot up pretty bad. They were on the mend in a hotel room when they were attacked by Russians. The ladies had a little side trip where they dove a little deeper into the tarot card readings. And then they went to meet with the esteemed swordman.
Swordman.
Yeah, thank you. Harimoto Yasagi. And after that, that's about where we were. Oh, and Sidney met what she believes is a future love of Gertie's life, Thomas Scott.
It's a possibility.
She's made it her life's goal at this point. Not to save the world, but to save Gertie's love life.
I just strongly believe in fate, and that's what the tarot card said to do, right?
No, that's not what they said.
They said Gertie needs a husband.
No.
I'm just trying to uphold my end of the bargain with fate here.
My bargain with fate.
That's right.
All right, so they spent the morning. I'm not sure what you guys did this morning. What did you do in the game? Just so we're clear.
Well, I remember you had mentioned that we might check in on our good friend Sarah Patel.
All right.
See if she knows what the haps is.
That's right.
I am tired of us, like, getting jumped and having the drop gotten on us. I think it's time for us to, like, get enough pertinent information that we can start taking the offensive on whoever's trying to jump us all the time.
All right. That was a pretty good summation. Great. So, Sarah Patel is still in New York.
Yay!
Your friend Harimoto gave you some information regarding our group and... You know, thought it might be a good idea for you to check in with her.
Yes. So, I guess off to see Sarah. Are you all coming?
For a quick recap for the fans. If you remember at the party shortly before the bloodshed began, they met a series of other people, including Trash Can Waltz, who later pickpocketed Knucklebutts.
No, he pickpocketed me. Only.
Sarah Patel.
Yeah, but it's hard to get excited about that. What did I do? He has my knuckle duster with my name on it.
Audience,
it's my favorite thing.
Please write in to our Facebook page. Tell me
what Morgan did.
Everything.
Really? What Morgan did?
I need an itemized list.
Man,
that's going to be a pretty long list. I think I can supply them.
A bunch of burned-down properties. And
like, do you want it alphabetically, chronologically, or in order of importance?
Yeah.
Ascending or descending?
Or categorically.
Just saying.
There you go.
I'll take it all.
All right.
Anything that shows. Throw a graph in there. Why not? Give me a chart, maybe a pie.
Oh, you want a graph?
We'll you mean a pie chart?
He wants a pie.
He wants
or just a pie.
Apple, cherry.
Huh.
Nightshade. Prefer banana cream pie. The king of pies.
Mm. That's weird, dude.
So Sarah Patel was one of them floaty, perfect ladies.
One of them A-listers that you guys met. You also met a huntsman who danced with Sidney. You met an arrogant duo.
Oh, those douchebags, yeah.
The Kincaids. So, anyone else? Let me see.
Was the huntsman the guy that could punch matter into nothingness?
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
I just joked about that.
The guy that hunted the only googly moogly.
Yes.
There it is.
The only other black guy at the party?
Yeah. What's up, brother? Anyone the time of day is just like, really.
Yeah. So, just to fill in the audience, because it's probably been a few weeks since you visited that episode. And right now you guys are looking, or you guys might be looking for Sarah.
So, are you invalid gentleman coming with, or are you staying
here? I'm going. I'm tough enough to go. Shot of whiskey and I'm good.
The men were shot up pretty bad. Azeroth actually has holes in him. Duke Knuckles was near death and is now a coke addict.
I'll be all right. This is my problem.
Morgan only has one functioning arm.
Yeah, but it works.
So the invalids are coming.
I'm coming. Or? I'll be really cold the whole time, but
as his fingers shaking, like,
yeah, but I'm with y'all. I'm still about that life. So, to Patel's.
All right.
Somebody help me lead the way.
Okay. I don't know why. I feel like you were saying something else in your head, but, like, not out loud.
Just had to give myself, like, a hype speech. Like, I'm not going to die this time. I'm only getting old, but I can still get shot and keep going. So, let's prove me right.
All right.
Okay.
So, you guys managed to ascertain the address of where she's staying. And it's a very, very nice hotel, but not too over the top. So, and it's really just it's in the nicer district, so, or the uptown district.
Ah, crap.
So.
Here we go again.
I'm literally racking my brain thinking, should I make this a thing where you can't get in the building?
Y'all go in there. I'm going to try.
He's with us.
Ah, okay, yeah, there's that one. Don't worry, y'all. I'm one of the good ones.
you could just, you know, grab someone's luggage and pretend like you're carrying their luggage for them.
I refuse.
As he's all bloodied up and shaking from the draw.
And man, that is another thing to bring up is I'm not sure any of you are getting in the door.
We all look like these three men,
because you guys are literally like oozing blood and like limping in like zombies. I mean. Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it and leave it to the dice. So,
I mean, it's,
you guys take the journey, you know, maybe like 8 blocks, 9 blocks, right? And the hotel, it's, like I said, it's not a looming skyscraper or anything like you would imagine nowadays. Maybe a humble-ish 6-7-story affair, right? White building, lots of beautiful ornate windows. So as you guys approach the lobby, there is a doorman.
What's up, brother? I just assume.
it's an older white man.
Oh, give me my handshake back.
Where's a very nice, crisp uniform with pristine white gloves and a small cap. Let's see. Ooh. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. We're looking for a Sarah Patel.
Yes.
We would like to go in and see her. That would be all right.
Do you have some sort of appointment? Is she expecting you?
2:00.
Is she expecting us?
2:00. 2:00. Yeah, she's expecting us.
What time is it now?
It would still be morning.
It's still morning. It's like 8 or 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll check with the front desk. May I have your names?
That's Gertie. That's Sydney.
Sydney Posh. That's Michael. She knows
I'm
you.
Duke.
She knows Sydney.
And so he goes inside and comes back out a few minutes later. He says, yes, Miss Posh. You and your friends were expected. Please come in.
Thank you.
Solid.
Come on, guys.
So you guys go up. There's a nice grand staircase, and there is an elevator with an elevator man.
What's up, brother?
He opens the thing. He sits on his little seat in his red velvet cap and uniform jacket, smoking a cigarette in the elevator, opens the cage for you. You guys go inside?
I mean, what floor is she on?
That house.
The fifth floor.
Fifth floor? Oh, yeah, sure. Let's avoid the stairs. That'd be nice.
Floor. 5.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got the same cadence. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, there's two of them.
Oh, now that you're looking at them side by side.
Yeah.
Butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Dear God, they came together.
His name is Norgan Cheeks.
Marin Cheeks.
Marin Cheeks, there you go.
No, that's not his name.
Lord. You have got to be the weirdest elevator door person I've ever met.
Hey, closes the gate, latches it over, pulls the arm of the elevator and sets it back. So the elevator trundles up and, you know, it's not like current elevators that are smooth, right? You could feel the passage of every foot. The gears crank in, the counterweights stuttering down. And you arrive on the fifth floor to a slight ding.
Oh, praise Elijah Otis, we're getting out of this box. Thank you.
It's, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, unlatches
it. Shh, welcome.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
If any big Russian guys or small Russian guys or even medium Russian guys come by, tell them the elevator's broken.
All right, gentlemen.
All right. Well, why don't you guys, why don't you get out of my elevator, huh?
Yeah, but you get it. Russians, elevator broken.
Anybody in a rush, okay. Get out of my elevator.
Oh, we're going to get crimed and punished.
Crimed and punished. Stand on the hall, and you find the room that you know is 517. It's actually a corner room. Ooh. Ooh. So you rap at the door, and Sarah opens it. Why, hello. Oh, what a pleasure to see you all. Come in, come in.
Thank you, Sarah.
Tea, anyone?
Yes, please.
The healing properties of jasmine tea are quite astounding.
I'll take a gallon.
I'll take a normal-sized cup.
Just keep them coming.
So she, you know, humbly pours you all tea, her bracelets a-jangling, and then distributes the cups. And there's a in the middle of the table, right, which sits in between a divan and some sofas. Sits a silver platter with, you know, a little saucer of milk and some sugar and so on.
Cool.
Some biscuits, jam.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, very much appreciated.
Anybody else want to take the lead on this?
I sense you're all confused.
No, not all of us.
Drink your tea. You'll feel better.
Sip, sip. Sip, sip, sip.
Do you say that as you sip it?
Of course. How do you drink tea?
Like
a normal person? Like, sip. Sip, sip.
So you're drinking your tea?
Yes.
Duke?
Yep, sip.
Go ahead and roll a 1d6 for me.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
You make me do this.
I think it's good this time.
Roll it again.
2.
All right. You heal 3 hit points.
Hey, hey, hey.
Sip, sip,
sip.
I'm sipping my tea.
I just said, yeah, that tea sounds pretty good right now.
So you guys look over at him with no reason to suspect that he's healed, except he looks a little bit better.
So, I asked for a gallon of it. All right,
I'm just messing with you. Roll 1d6 and roll again.
I visibly get, like, stronger.
Yeah.
Five. Hey, 6 points.
6 hit points. So anyone who drinks the tea can roll a 1d6 or 2 1d6s and heal that many hit points if you need them.
Are you familiar with Madame Malia?
Of course. Malia and I have known each other for decades.
Yes. I regret to inform you.
She's dead.
Yes.
I've heard.
Mm. Well, just prior to her passing, she did a tarot card reading for us and brought up some very interesting cards. The Hunter, the Wanderer, the Mystic, the Warrior, the Rogue, and the Adventurer.
Hmm.
And we were told that bringing them together and, or we should bring them together and unite them against the darkness.
Hmm. Interesting. And so what is your question? Seems pretty plain to me.
Well, I thought perhaps you might be one of them, or might know.
It's an interesting theory. Which one do we suppose that I would be?
Well, the mystic, of course.
Yes, that would seem a good fit to me as well. And the warrior?
Well, we had hoped perhaps it would be Harimoto.
Yes, that would make sense.
The sword man.
Yes.
So she takes the tarot deck and scans through the cards, pulls out the cards, and sets them all out.
Yes, the warrior, and she points to the... or Harimoto, and she points to the warrior card. Ah, the mystic, yes, that would make a lot of sense. And there are two people that are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, yes, yes. The Kincaids, you think?
I had considered that, yes.
Yes, except that this is not the adventurer. This is the scholar.
Ah.
And Arthur Kincaid is no scholar.
Right. Who is our scholar?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I guess you could technically consider him once upon a time a scholar.
Mm.
But no destiny is set in stone, and nothing is ever so obvious. I'm sure you've all made the connection by now. The young doctor has.
I don't want to let them figure it out.
Speak now. Tell them what you know.
See, you know what's stupid is, like, I don't believe in this, but I'm honestly kind of hoping it's me. I mean, I am a scholar of sorts.
Yes.
Are you saying this?
Yeah. Why would... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys all know how I feel about it, but I mean, it would be pretty cool if it was me, right?
Well, you know. The whole thing about prophecy is that it's not set in stone.
True.
Maybe it is you. Maybe we just think it's you because of the wording of prophecy.
But, like, you're right, I guess. It doesn't have to be, and I'm not saying it is, but you do realize that this prophecy could also fit us. As much as I hate to admit this, you're one time the warrior, and I point to him.
I thought I'd be the rogue.
Sidney, as I... Yeah, right. He's the rogue, if anything.
I'm
right.
The rogue.
Wait, okay, not for, you know...
Why is he the rogue?
Because he's short.
Because...
Did you think he was short?
He's a towering black man in his later years.
Oh my God,
he's a midget.
No.
He was a midget?
My projection of height is...
Oh my God. No.
So I am the warrior.
Okay.
There's that.
Okay, yeah, so we're gonna, like, reverse that.
Scholar? I knew it.
Shut up, Morgan.
I'm actually the scholar.
That was the only one.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Fine, then I'm the hunter.
As he dangles the gun and hands it back to the last time, in case anybody, you know, forgot that.
Maybe I'll be the mystic.
We know, it's just, as you saw. Maybe I'll be the mystic. I want that on a t-shirt. So,
Morgan,
what
rogue.
Else did she see in the reading?
Mr. Death.
I did forget to mention, yes.
What was that?
I don't know. Yeah,
death.
Yeah, death.
Death?
Death.
I mean, maybe literal? I don't know, honestly, at this point.
Did anything else happen of significance?
All the cards went black.
Interesting.
Yes, and unfortunately... reading was interrupted after all the cards went black, and that was when Melia
dropped all the way out.
I feel like she didn't pass as much as get killed by the mob, but
they were friends.
She passed away, you insensitive.
Look, I've lost a lot of blood.
Knew I should have left them all behind.
Mono.
I'm sorry. She passed in her sleep quietly.
Wow.
No, she died in an explosion.
Yes, I
you knew this.
Six Russian mobsters.
You knew this.
Yes, of course I did.
Oh, wasn't saving her from anything.
If your dog dies by getting hit by a car, sitting there and telling them,
Oh, yes, when your dog was crushed to death.
He's sleeping.
That is still not nice.
My dog is sleeping, yeah. So
your bedside manner is just impeccable.
I think it might be the drugs he's on. Yeah.
Our time grows short, but I too have been consulting my own, we'll say, mystic views. Many prophecies often are like coins. There are two sides. The problem is only one can be true.
What?
Damn it, I hate prophecy.
What you're saying is it depends on who is willing to step up and take the position?
Potentially.
So wait, if we're supposed to gather all these people, does that mean we have to find our wanderer in order to fulfill this prophecy? Ostensibly.
Possibly.
So we need Andermain with us to succeed, according to these mumbo-jumbo cards.
Mm. Only one. Potentially.
Time. I suppose
we must. I have a question. Your friend that passed away did something before that helped us see the person that was causing this. You think maybe you can do something similar to help us find our wanderer?
You wish for me to scry Andermy? Yes, I can help you with that.
Excellent.
Are we sure that's a good idea?
Well, if we need a wanderer, we don't know where they're at.
While you're talking, she goes over to a cabinet and pulls out what looks like a kind of like a octagon shape with a beautiful white silken cloth over it. Sets it down, takes this veil off, and inside is a small mirror. Probably about 8 to 10 inches across. And it is in an octagon frame. But the mirror is circular inside. So she sets it down facing up in the center of the table. And she briefly touches it. Says, each of you put your fingers on the mirror.
It's mumbo jumbo time.
We're
full of bullets and bleeding. We're desperate.
So she starts to chant something. You guys can play spot hidden.
Got 58.
Got it.
I got a 1.
You got a 1?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy damn. Crap. So for those of you that beat it up to the hard, okay, you noticed while you're touching them that several of the gemstones on her bracelets are lighting up as you're doing this. But for you, you rolled a 1?
Yeah, 1.
Right. Not only do you notice that the gemstones are lighting up, but her eyes are changing color in time with the gemstones. No, no. Reflection swirls and it goes opaque. And then becomes clear again. You're looking into a dark alley. Her eyes are now rolling up into the back of her head. And her chanting has become almost a humming, droning noise.
Was that Spanish?
And you see a man walking down an alley. Now, it could be an alley anywhere, but you get the strong impression it's in New York. The man walks down the alley and leans down, and he's looking at something. You two, you guys roll another spot hidden really quickly.
Yeah, I beat it.
You beat it?
Yeah. Let's see. I did not.
Okay. So, Morgan, you notice that there is a blood stain, and now the alley and the blood stain together kind of remind you of
where you were. Oh, it's the comical Ken in the shit alley.
That one, yes. You see the back of the man. He's in a trench coat, little shabby, slovenly dressed. You get a feeling that it's Andermain, and he's testing, kind of investigating this blood stain.
All
right. Now you walk down the alley. A can kind of rattles, and he turns around. It is Andermy. But he has his gun out. And he starts talking to someone. You can't really hear what he says.
Could I try and focus somehow?
Not really. It's just kind of coming through. It's like it's underwater.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And then you hear him shout something. Someone rush him, and he starts pulling the trigger on his gun.
the image goes away. It swirls and becomes kind of a misty, opaque-looking fog. And another face appears. This man looks just like Andermain, and he's staring dead at you through the mirror.
Oh, we're not doing this again. I cover the mirror.
The silk cloth just keeps sliding off.
Oh, put my hat on it.
He says, I see you, Sarah. You shouldn't have come looking for me. I'm so sorry.
Was that what said through the mirror? We're not looking for you!
Slap it. Who's that?
Who are you? Were you the other ones with Malia?
No!
Can we break the mirror?
Who's Malia?
Can we just break the mirror? I feel like that's a safe option, right? He can't see us. Now it's freaking me out, man, because he's being specific. Like,
are you asking the DM or are you asking the group? Sarah's
like,
by now, she's actually violently convulsing and foaming.
74 under my fight brawl to smash it.
I was just saying, in general.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Smashy, smashy.
So you smash the mirror. You hear him laughing and just maniacally as it's fading. Sarah's, once the mirror's broken, Sarah's hand falls limp and she slouches down in the chair, foam and drool coming from her mouth.
Doctor!
We need to get her somewhere safe.
Yes! Doctor! Yes! Doctor!
Like, wait, that's me!
My cue!
I need a doctor! Doctor! Doctor!
Oh, okay, doctor! So, shit!
I'm gonna like check her pulse and.
Yeah, do medicine. How about
that? Do medicine, yeah.
Do medicine.
Shh. Medicine as fast as you can.
I'm medicining as fast as I can. I still got the 92 because I have 100. I'm that good of a.
So, yes, her pulse is erratic. Her breathing is. It's not even. It's actually very rapid. You think she's having a seizure.
So, based off of that, I am going to say that we... Looks like she's having a seizure. Roll her on her side.
I'm gonna jam a wallet in her mouth.
What?
All right.
So she don't bite her tongue off.
That's not your wallet, but we could probably find something else.
I'm not trained in this. I'm panicking.
So
that's why I'm telling you, not your wallet.
She's twitching on the ground for the only one of you that rolled a one earlier. You notice the gemstones are still flashing. And they're going crazy.
Oh, sheesh.
Well, wait,
hold on. Do I need a roll to remove them?
You don't notice this.
Yeah. I thought I did. Sid did.
You did not. No she was the only one who did.
Oh. Do I have any?
Yeah. I did get under my extreme. That
you did?
Well,
if you said that, I did not hear it. Yeah, then you noticed it as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. I guess we're going to take them off.
Take what off?
Take the bangles off.
Okay, I don't see what that has to do with her having a seizure.
And we take the
guys, magic, you do medicine.
As soon as you touch the bangles, her body lifts into the air, arms pulled to the side, held aloft. It looks like the bangles are lifting her. She is floating a good foot and a half off the floor.
So did we get the bangles or not?
And she said, and you hear in a very deep and res voice, touch us not.
Ooh.
I mean, fair.
Who
her
the
eyes were also flickering, so we should gouge them out.
Oh my god!
Okay.
I was thinking about that last
time. I'm gonna do some intuitive guessing and guessing that they're talking.
They're
right?
Supposedly full
some
of gin.
Context clues.
Oh shit. Are they gin? Are you gin?
God, I hate this look.
What to you does that mean?
Can you keep her safe?
That is our duty. Leave now.
All right, boys, let's go.
You have no
she's
argument
having
for me.
A seizure and she's floating, guys. Why are we listening to the disembodied voices?
Can you make him shut up?
Don't
apply here.
Oh my gosh.
Because she's floating, we're going to listen to the voices that are going to protect her and leave.
Well, how do we know that?
I grab him.
Okay, I have a question. Is this like a sanity breaking moment for Azeroth?
Actually?
Yes.
Yes.
For Azeroth.
For Azeroth and Duke.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Y'all normies.
So. Man, roll sanity.
I got under it.
Okay.
We're supposed to roll under it?
Yes.
We're good then.
Okay.
Woo! Oh my god, I couldn't take another hit.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just grab him from my last roll, which is, you know, my strength is unlimited, and I got like a 13, so yeah, I just grab Azeroth. Hippocratic oath, don't apply, here we going.
Alright.
Okay. I can't argue with that.
No,
she's done.
As you guys are fleeing the room,
things are starting to shake and levitate and move around. And she has not come down, and it seems like there's an invisible wind whipping her clothes and hair into a frenzy. It's like a cyclone is developing in the center of the room.
Okay.
We're not messing with that.
Down the stairs.
Okay, I'm so glad we, real quick, we clarified that he's 6 feet tall.
I'm not just this little guy.
Being picked up by like a little dude.
This little buff guy.
Yeah.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
I don't know how the hell he thought he was a midget this whole time. Like
I didn't think he was a midget, but like think like dwarf like something, yeah. He's still kind of
violent lie.
Exactly.
I'm like 5'5", but just confident, like I used to hinge better than anybody.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
That would, yeah.
He's great at, you know, he's deadly at short distance, not so
short.
Not long.
So, as you guys retreat and close the door, you hear a faint popping noise. So, as you were closing it, you could see everything in the room is now swirling around. Couches, dishes, cups, silverware. As a matter of fact, you know, whoever was the last one out, I'm just going to say it was Morgan. Steps out, goes to close the door, three knives stab into the wall right where you guys were.
Oh my goodness.
He slams it closed. And as you close, there's a faint popping noise and then crashes.
Is she popping like what?
Have you ever heard a vacuum suddenly being filled?
Yeah.
Not like a vacuum cleaner, but like.
Like a vacuum, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Should we
open the door?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Down the stairs.
Yeah.
We're going out of
there. Okay, fine. Let's just leave.
All right, so you guys take off. You take the elevator journey back down, right? And rush out. By the way, your guys' hair for the ladies is kind of all about because when the wind was blowing around, it blew your hair around too. There's like bits and pieces of things that are on you, right? Flower petals and the like. So, you guys go out and probably with and everything noonish.
Well, that was horrible.
Yeah, we've got to head back so we can get changed so we can go to tea. But on the way, let's figure out what did we just learn.
Gentlemen, while we attend this meeting,
we gotta find Andermain.
You need to go find Andermain. Yes.
I know where that Edley is.
Also, you guys saw that?
Mm-hmm.
You know that was at night. Yes. It's daytime now.
Well, we gotta go there anyway to find out if it's at night or the previous night.
We gotta figure out.
Could be in the footer. We could be running into him right now.
We could see the future.
Yeah. The footer.
But yeah, we gotta go there just for answers. If we see some shell casings on the ground or something like that, then we'll know Andermain was there. He had recently pulled us. We'll investigate.
Or a mugging victim.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe.
All right, so you three are headed over to the alleys?
Yes.
All right, so it takes about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is. I mean, you're walking at this point. You cut through Central Park to the less.
Oh, we're not going to my car?
I did not hear you say you brought your car.
Oh. I mean,
assume you brought your car.
I thought how we've been getting around town.
I thought you were riding in Sydney's limos or whatever.
I didn't drive here. My car brought me.
So you go ahead and you take your car, fine. It takes you about 20 minutes with traffic. Then you get over there. The alley's pretty much the same. Dimly lit. Dirty. Rats.
Bloodstains.
We left it.
Well, just like I left it, you were never here.
Hmm.
All right, so I go back up to the stain. So I go back up to the stain, and that's where Andermain was about, right?
In the image?
Yeah. All right. So, spot hidden. Did I find anything?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, I did not get that. All right. Let me see if there's anything. I did not get that. Sorry. I accidentally turned the dice.
You all want to roll spot hidden?
Yeah.
I did not get it.
I did.
You did? Mm-hmm. So while you guys are searching, underneath what would be, trash pile, right? And right there under the edge, you see a little shiny glitter or something. And you reach down, you pick up a fresh bullet casing.
Oh, snap.
Well, shoot. Weird that he was right.
Yeah.
Not that you're usually wrong. It's just like it was kind of spot on as to what we'd find. Yeah, surprised.
I was kind of guessing on that one. I mean, I investigated with my intuitive nature.
Logic. He's the mystic.
Great detective.
So, we saw it in a mirror.
You found a bullet casing. You suspect it could be Andermain. Anything else you guys want to do in the alley?
Other should I roll another spot hidden? Because I want to see if maybe there's a... He shot at someone.
Yeah, there might be a trail of blood.
Yeah, another trail of blood, something fresher. All right. Rolling it.
I'm going to check to see if he missed. Wow. And if his bullets hit anything. And where he was shooting at, basically. I see nothing.
I'll check to see if I can find anything else, I guess. I'm just going to go look at the wall, apparently.
All right, so you guys don't find too much else, all right? Yeah, you going to head back to the apartments now?
No. Last time we were here, we found trash can at the end of the alley.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's go see if
he might be hanging out around here and doing his own investigating.
So you guys head down the alley, and when you turn, there's an alcove, right, where they put things, store bin, rubbish bin, whatever, right? And in the alcove, sleeping is a man.
Is it the man?
Huh?
Is it the man?
A man.
Knock, knock, like I did last time. Give him a little shake.
Waltz. It's Waltz.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Found our wanderer.
I take back my whiskey flask.
And I snag my knuckle duster back.
You both grab a thing.
I'm not going to touch him. I'm good. No. This place is freaking me out anyways.
What are you guys doing? Take my stuff.
Oh, right. I smack him.
Oh. What?
Good morning.
Do not touch me like that again.
Hey, it's the only way I can get a cohesive sentence out of you.
What do you want?
Well, we're looking for you.
Why?
Well, there's some things with some tarot cards that we need a guy called the Wanderer, and you probably fit the description. But besides that, did Andermain walk by here?
Andermain?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen Andermain.
At all recently?
No.
How long have you been here?
Let's see. I just came back, I don't know. I'm wandering around a little bit. Maybe like 2 hours ago.
Well, what are you doing hanging out back here anyway? It did only recently go down here. Are you here investigating same as we are? What are you doing here?
No, this is one of those spots where I can sleep in peace, generally.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, not so well.
Yeah.
Why did you take my stuff?
It's mine.
You took my stuff!
Neither of those are yours. These are yours. And he pulls out the flask.
Thank you.
Yeah, you would have to do a grab on that.
What's the mess?
What do we roll?
Dexterity,
athletics.
Yeah, strength. Do a dexterity. Do a dexterity.
Okay.
Ah, goddamn it!
Okay, I need to find a better way of rolling these dice.
Got his ass.
Got it.
Can I try to do a psychoanalysis on him?
Yes, you can.
It reverses, and now you're crazy. my name's Recycling Ben.
Hurt himself in the confusion.
Yes.
And he just starts going like, "Wow, no, I think I lost my medical license."
Oh my god.
That's right.
Talking in my head like a bird. Yeah.
runs in the night.
You didn't get it.
I'm too. I'll say it was a 90. So can I say I was like, because he's a germaphobe. So this is probably really freaking him out. Really freaking him out. Yeah.
That's fine. All right. So, any other questions for Waltz? Look, you got your stuff back.
I fit my knuckle duster tightly on my hands and kissed my knuckle. Welcome back home, baby.
Don't
care.
Probably should wash that.
I'm going to bathe in rubbing alcohol after this.
Right.
Same here.
I asked him, have you seen anything unusual tied to, the Russians or the ghouls here since our last visit?
No, I haven't seen anything. It's been pretty quiet, especially that cobbler shop.
No one's been in and out of there for a while. Mm. Though,
go to the
at night, there's been banging on the basement doors. The ones that lead down to the storage area.
Oh, still.
What? Still?
Something's still alive down there.
Oh, no. No. We're not going down there unprepared. Right. Okay, trash can, is there any way we can get in contact with you in case we need you for anything? Or in case you steal any more of our stuff and we need it back?
Well, if you need me, you can always ask around.
That's not efficient.
We gotta get some sort of signal in the sky.
Yeah.
No.
How do your friends find
the shape of a trash can lid?
The can man can.
All right. No more questions for him?
No contact with trash can.
Hold on. He's hinting so hard right now that there's a very obvious question we should be asking.
What's your birthday?
Not that.
Trying to get a date? Oh, that's right. Good. Ask him for Gertie.
Oh, do you... What happened to your group?
What group?
The group of the people you used to work with.
Yeah, you part of the society.
You see him kind of twitch a little bit. I don't know what you mean. I work alone.
No, you didn't
always.
You worked with Sarah Patel, Uni Malik, the Kincaid asshole.
You see him really twitch and like he's in pain when you say Kincaid.
All right, that muscle-bound buffoon.
Now, what?
To put this simply, there's some shit that's happening and it's tied to both of our groups in some way.
I'm not a part of a group. I work alone. Always worked alone.
Unless a traumatic... Wait, can I roll psychology on him, actually?
Sure.
And I'm just going to stand there looking menacing. I'm Duke.
I just want to get it. Oh, look at that. It's a solid 20. That's under my medium.
Go for it. Analyze him.
Do it.
Analyzing now.
Yeah.
Got a BB, got a BB.
What the...
Computer noises, damn it!
So, you...
There's like one Azeroth, wave that went through the whole group right then.
Recognize that he's near to a psychotic break. Probably some sort of trauma in his past that caused him to have this issue. And it looks like recollecting, because the more Morgan keeps running his mouth and making this guy recollect these things, the closer it's pushing him to... Probably a complete and total mental breakdown.
Morgan?
What?
Shut up.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Oh, yeah?
What
I don't?
What dynamic do you think this is?
The dynamic where you shut up right now.
Why?
Come over here. I take him to the side.
Okay.
I tell him, Morgan.
This is going to be good.
Oh, shut up, Morgan.
What is it?
If you keep pushing this issue right now, he's close to a psychotic break. So you keep pushing him. And we may not get anything out of him. We can try, maybe.
When you make sense.
There's scientific evidence to back this up, so I'm willing to believe that this has some merit.
What?
Hypnosis. I know, but again, scientific merit, so I'm willing to slightly believe in this might work.
Well.
If we can get him under a deep sleep and make him recollect and make him, I guess, face these memories, so to speak. All right.
Do you know how to do that?
I mean,
I could knock him out.
Too hard.
It's the same.
No, it's not the same.
Putting the dice down then.
All right. Well,
I mean, it might help get him there, but
picking the dice.
Don't. Okay. Okay.
Can't we just talk to him?
What do you need? Do you need a watch? I've seen it on the. I heard about it on the radio shows.
I mean.
I have to wave something in front of him.
Tell him he's getting very sleepy.
Okay, guys, look, I don't mock your things you believe in. You can just try not to.
I wasn't mocking.
I feel like you do that all the time.
I don't believe in nothing.
Shh.
Is the voice from nowhere?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sydney. Whatever you want.
Sky, Sydney says.
No, but seriously, I wasn't mocking. I was like, I heard about something like that on the show.
Kind of like that, yeah. I mean.
Like, can you do it then?
We could try, yeah.
All right. Go for it, Mr. Doctor.
All right. Oh my god, he said you were a doctor.
I know.
Said this guy, voice of Purdy.
I was so focused that I didn't even catch it. Okay, I mean, we just have to...
Do it.
Convince him.
Do the thing. Now, if it doesn't work, I'm getting him in the leg so we can't get away.
Is there a role for hypnosis?
Is there... Would there be
sleight
a
role? Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand?
Mm-hmm.
If he tries to make a run for it, though, I'm here, ready.
Oh, that's a nice 10% there.
Mm-hmm. Just roll your tens dice.
You got this.
Do it, man.
Or just roll my tens.
Just roll your tens dice. If it's not a 10, don't worry about it.
Ah. It's a 0.
Like a perfect 0.
Like a perfect 0. Okay, said roll the tens dice.
Wait, that's 100.
There's no 0. No.
What's the other one?
Yeah, he's at the maximum he can get is 9.
Okay, you mean you only roll the tens dice?
Yes.
I almost rolled the tens dice.
Okay, so I asked if you rolled a perfect 0.
No.
You roll a 0, 0 and a 0.
That's 100.
Yeah. But okay. No. So okay, all right. So
but you have to roll the other one.
Yeah, roll the other one to see if you get a just regular extreme or anything.
6.
Oh, that's
good. Nice. Okay, very good.
Put your little check mark.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
So you pull out a pocket watch, or no, a coin, and you roll it across your knuckles. Something you've been practicing since you can't remember when. But it was something just weird that caught your attention.
Hand Spanish.
Reoccurring in your mind. So, for our faithful listener,
thank you.
Previous episode, the guys were hypnotized by someone rolling a coin across their knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who was that? That was,
the lady. Did that? Yeah, the old
Madam
lady.
Malia.
Captain Malia.
You're like, hang on, I've been working on this. Start rolling a coin across your knuckles. Duke and Morgan, why don't you both go ahead and roll me a constitution, yeah.
I got this.
Under your medium. No, I mean, not just your regular, but your...
You ain't taking that hard, dude.
I didn't pass.
All right.
Damn it.
Morgan just starts to
yeah. So, so there, you're just quietly hypnotized, zoned out.
Oh, you don't want to go into my past.
Well, go ahead and Waltz, let's see. You failed, yeah.
Okay, good. I was like, if he's
going to
freaking
pass. He's just like, using reverse jutsu.
You see his eyes start to droop, and he just kind of zones into a quiet, non-mumbly state.
Azeroth, it's up to you. Sleep.
You wouldn't even have time to say that. You're just like,
Fizzle foo.
Wait, hold on. Before we begin, Morgan, say I'm a doctor.
Oh my god.
Say, Azeroth, you're the best doctor ever.
He's got you.
I want to lawyer this real quick.
No.
Nope. No. He got you.
My very being would reject that.
Doesn't matter. Most people's very being would be like, you're not going to, you know,
be a chicken.
Be a chicken or whatever. Yeah.
No.
I'll let him roll for it.
No, I won't.
I know I can't make that roll, but yeah.
Okay, well. God damn it.
Azeroth, you're a doctor. You're
so
the best doctor ever.
In your hypnotic state, in your hypnotized state, you're resisting, but it's not enough.
Azeroth, you're the best. You're the best.
Doctor.
Ever.
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 He's got like a nosebleed.
There's just panic and hate bubbling in the back of his cloudy eyes.
That was so difficult.
It's like he's hypnotized, but he's like 100% aware this is happening. He's just like, I can't stop myself.
Am I aware this is happening?
Okay. It's like a bad dream.
I'm going to punch him as soon as I don't know. He runs up.
All right. Let's go.
Maybe magic does exist. All right. So, Trash Man, Waltz. I want you to go back in farther
You were working with a group with Kincaid. Tell me about that.
Yes. Yes, we were a team. I remember. We were so good. But they got greedy.
Like monetary greed?
They betrayed us. Everything fell apart.
Who's they?
They betrayed us. They.
The twins?
You see something in his eyes begin to,
they're not twins.
To flare. They betrayed. That blood starts pouring down out of one of his nostrils.
Okay. Okay.
They were the magic and the power. The blue light, and I can't remember. I can't. And he starts to convulse, and then he just falls against the brick wall.
Okay, I immediately...
Blood coming out of his nose.
Okay, I rush to his side. I stop what I'm the knuckle thing, and I go do medicine on him.
Perhaps you want to try to wake him up first?
Yes, that would work. I shake him from the trash can. Wake up, like, awaken.
When I count back from three, you'll wake up. Three,
just
two, one.
I was just going to go awaken, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. And he awakes. He wakes up. And so do they. You have a bad taste in your mouth, Morgan.
I just had a wonderful dream. Something retributive happened.
Oh, I should have done him. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
I just keep making that sound in my mouth. And you staring at Azeroth for some reason, like...
You okay, Morgan?
No.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna hate adding that in my mouth.
All right. Waltz is unconscious.
He put his, like, pulse is fine, or...
He's breathing, and he has a pulse. But...
Check his pockets.
Doesn't like there's any permanent damage.
He, like, Michael, like, wipes aggressively, like, his fingers where he touched trash can, Waltz, on his shirt. He's gonna burn it later.
Your hands?
My hand. He's germophobic. Michael is germophobic.
That's right.
So he's, like, trying to get it clean.
Are you guys gonna take him back with you to the safe house?
Absolutely. Should,
yes.
I'll sling him over my shoulder, because I think I'm the only one with two good shoulders.
Yeah, and we need to tie him up.
Okay.
Check right. His pockets, too.
Why are we tying people up?
Because trash can is volatile.
Okay.
And he's very good at
escaping. I'm
going
to say you guys slung an arm over each of your Michael and Duke's shoulders. Now, that way it looks like you're just kind of carrying
speaking
an unconscious
to Bernice.
Man. Yeah. And you guys make the short walk back to the apartment, right?
I put my hat on so no one can tell.
All right, listener. Thank you so much for following us this week as we got some more answers, but it seems like a heck of a lot more questions. Yeah. And my question is for Michael. Are you going to abuse your newfound power?
Find out next week on Intrepid Assholes.